How do people learn how to use a new device? Learning to use a new device can be quite the adventure these days. Some people dive in headfirst, exploring every nook and cranny of the gadget, while others prefer to stick with what's familiar and only learn what they need to get by. Many turn to the internet, searching for tutorials and guides, while some rely on tech-savvy friends and family for help. And then there are those who simply press buttons randomly until something works. Trial and error at its finest. The key is patience and a willingness to embrace the learning curve, because in the digital age, devices are our everyday companions. Are the latest smartphones usually no better than previous models? It often feels like the latest smartphones are more about marketing hype than genuine innovation. While they may offer marginal improvements in camera quality or processing power, the overall user experience remains fairly consistent. Many consumers find it frustrating that new models are released so frequently, making their current phone seem outdated in a matter of months. It's like a never-ending cycle of planned obsolescence. Unless you absolutely need the latest tech or significant upgrades, sticking with a slightly older model can be a wise choice to save money without sacrificing much functionality. Why do people often have trouble learning how to use new devices? Learning to use new devices can be a headache because manufacturers prioritize adding features over user-friendliness. The relentless quest for innovation results in complex interfaces and menus that require time to decipher. Additionally, poor instruction manuals and lack of accessible customer support leave users to fend for themselves. The fast-paced tech industry assumes everyone is tech-savvy, but many struggle with the constant learning curve. Ultimately, it feels like manufacturers prioritize their bottom line over the user's experience, making it unnecessarily challenging for people to adapt to new devices. Should parents limit their children's screen time? Absolutely. Parents should limit their children's screen time. Excessive screen exposure can harm physical health, disrupt sleep, and hinder social development. Kids glued to screens miss out on crucial outdoor activities and face-to-face interactions. Moreover, it can lead to addiction and poor academic performance. As responsible guardians, it's our duty to strike a balance between technology and real-life experiences. While screens have educational value, unrestricted access can be detrimental. Setting reasonable limits fosters healthier lifestyles, encourages creativity, and helps children develop essential life skills. It's all about ensuring a well-rounded, happy, and productive future for our kids. Why do many young people spend so much time looking at screens? Many young people are glued to screens because of the allure of digital entertainment and social media. Screens offer a constant stream of stimulating content, from addictive video games to endless social connections. They provide an escape from real-world challenges and boredom. Peer pressure plays a significant role too. Everyone's doing it, so they feel compelled to as well. Plus, modern education increasingly relies on digital platforms. While screens offer benefits, excessive use can be detrimental. It's essential for young people to find a healthy balance between the digital realm and the real world to avoid the pitfalls of screen addiction and its adverse effects on mental and physical health. Does relying on technology prevent children from learning skills? Yes, to some extent. Heavy reliance on technology can hinder children from developing important skills. While technology offers a vast array of information and convenience, it can limit real-world experiences. For instance, excessive screen time may reduce their opportunities for physical play and face-to-face social interaction, stunting their social and physical development. Additionally, the instant answers provided by search engines can discourage critical thinking and problem-solving skills. However, when used mindfully and in moderation, technology can also enhance learning, providing access to educational resources and fostering digital literacy. So, balance is key to ensure technology complements rather than hinders skill development in children.